All right, let's jump right in and see what those big-time investors are up to. You know, those institutional investors, the ones with the massive portfolios.
Right.
They're always looking ahead, trying to spot the next big thing.
Exactly. Uncovering those future trends.
So we've got our hands on this market analysis report. It's like a sneak peek into their playbook. It highlights 12 companies that are really catching their eye, and let me tell you, some of these were pretty surprising.
Oh, absolutely. This is a goldmine of insights. Let's decode some of these trends, shall we?
Let's do it. First up, fintech. We've got Robinhood, SoFi, Affirm, all making waves in the world of finance.
It's fascinating how they're shaking things up. Take SoFi, for instance. It's not your traditional bank.
Right, they're more than that.
Exactly. Think about managing your student loans, investments, even your checking account, all in one place.
Wow. It's like a one-stop shop for all things finance.
That's the kind of disruption that's turning heads on Wall Street, I tell you.
And speaking of disruption, we can't forget about Affirm and that whole buy now, pay later model. It's everywhere these days.
Right. It's relatable. People are drawn to that flexibility, breaking down big purchases into smaller payments.
You
Although,
know what you're going to say? Some people are wary of it, worried about debt.
exactly. That potential for debt traps is a real concern. But the fact that institutional investors are interested suggests they see it as a viable model for the future, risks and all.
Makes you think, right? Are we moving towards a world where these alternative financing models are the norm?
It's a question worth considering for sure.
Yep.
But let's talk about something else that's shaking things up, cryptocurrency. We've got Coinbase on the
Which
list.
is interesting, right? Because it's so volatile. You'd think those big investors would shy away from all that uncertainty.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? It's still early days for crypto, even for the pros, but seeing Coinbase here tells us they're taking it seriously, seeing it as a major player in the future of finance.
Like a high risk, high reward kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. Now, on to something a little different while we're still on the topic of tech.
Yeah, let's talk about those big tech giants. They're still holding their own in this report. We're talking Amazon, Intel.
The heavyweights.
Yeah.
Amazon, for example, their cloud computing platform, Amazon Web Services, dominating the market.
It's huge, right?
Huge. They control almost 40% of the market share. That's double their nearest competitor.
Wow. That's massive. And Intel, they're not slowing down either. They're actually investing heavily in expanding their manufacturing.
Smart move. Shows confidence in their future. The demand for computing power is only going up, especially with AI and all these data centers popping up.
Makes sense. They're positioning themselves right at the heart of it all.
Exactly. Speaking of being at the heart of things, there's this company, Supermicro Computer, SMCI. They're all about high-performance computing.
Okay, I have to admit, that one went a little over my head. Break it down for me. What exactly is high-performance computing?
Think of companies like Google or Facebook or even massive scientific research projects. They're dealing with huge amounts of data, right? They need super powerful computers to handle it all. That's where Supermicro Computer comes in. They build these incredibly powerful servers and storage solutions.
Ah, okay. So they're kind of like the behind-the-scenes heroes of the data world.
That's a great way to put it. And what makes them stand out is they focus on customization, tailoring their systems to each client's specific needs.
Smart move in such a fast-paced industry. Okay, last but not least in this tech roundup, we've got Micron. I have a feeling most people haven't heard of them, but they've probably interacted with their products without even knowing it.
Oh, absolutely. They're all about memory and storage solutions. Those tiny little chips that power your smartphone, your laptop, that's their domain.
Wow, so they're kind of like the unsung heroes, making sure our devices can actually keep up with us.
Exactly. And with the demand for data storage and processing power only increasing, Micron is in a prime position. It's no wonder they've caught the eye of these big investors.
It's a good reminder to look beyond the big, flashy names and really understand what's driving technological advancement. But you know what? We spend a lot of time in the tech world. I'm ready for something a little different. All right, so we've talked about all the innovation happening in fintech and how those tech giants are still dominating. But this report, it doesn't just stop there. It goes beyond those familiar names and highlights companies and trends that we might not be paying attention to, but really should be.
Right, it's like they're looking around the corner trying to anticipate what's next.
Yeah, exactly. So where do we start? What's first on this journey beyond the obvious?
Well, let's talk about a company called Marathon Digital. Have you ever heard of them?
Marathon Digital. Not ringing any bells.
They're all about cryptocurrency mining. Basically, they use massive amounts of computing power to secure the Bitcoin network, and they earn Bitcoin as a reward for their efforts.
So instead of directly buying Bitcoin, they're sort of like earning it through these computational marathons.
Exactly. It's a different way to get skin in the game.
Yeah.
And for institutional investors, it's a way to gain exposure to the crypto market without directly holding those volatile digital assets.
That's really interesting. So it's kind of like investing in the picks and shovels during a gold rush instead of just buying the gold itself.
Exactly. They're betting on the infrastructure of cryptocurrency, regardless of its daily ups and downs. They're thinking long term.
I like it. Okay, let's shift gears to a company that needs no introduction. Uber. They've really changed the transportation game.
And they're not just resting on their laurels either. They're constantly evolving, expanding into new areas.
Right. Like what are they up to these days?
Well, they've got Uber Eats, of course, for food delivery. And then there's Uber Freight, which is focused on, you guessed it, freight transportation. And they're pouring tons of money into self-driving car technology.
So they're not just a ride-hailing service anymore. They're becoming this all-encompassing transportation powerhouse.
Exactly. And that kind of forward-thinking strategy is very appealing to institutional investors.
It makes sense. They want to see that a company is adaptable and innovative, and Uber definitely checks those boxes.
Absolutely. Now, for something completely different, how about a blast from the past? Citigroup.
Citigroup? Really? That seems like a very different kind of investment compared to Uber or Marathon Digital.
It does, doesn't it? But remember, institutional investors are all about balance. They're not putting all their eggs in one basket. Citigroup is a global financial giant with a long history and a presence in markets all over the world.
So while some bets are about high growth potential, others are about stability and diversification.
Precisely. Citigroup brings a certain level of resilience to a portfolio, which can be very attractive during times of economic uncertainty.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what else surprised me in this report?
What's that?
They were looking at the Dow Jones Transportation Average.
Mm.
Like, how does an index even fit in with these individual companies?
That's a great question. Remember, the Dow Jones Transportation Average tracks the performance of 20 major U.S. transportation companies. Airlines, railroads, trucking firms, the whole shebang.
Right, right. But why would institutional investors care about that?
Think of it as an economic barometer. When the transportation sector is strong, it usually means goods, and people are moving freely, which generally indicates a healthy economy.
Ah, okay. So it's less about investing directly in the index itself and more about using it as a gauge for the overall economy.
You got it. It's all about seeing the bigger picture.
So we've got cryptocurrency mining, ride-hailing giants, global banks, and even economic indicators. It's a pretty wild mix.
It is. And it just goes to show that institutional investors are looking at everything, trying to connect the dots and anticipate the future.
It's like they're seeing the Matrix or something.
Right. They're playing chess while we're playing checkers. But here's the thing.
What's that?
You don't have to be a Wall Street hotshot to make smart financial decisions.
That's good, because I'm definitely not one of those. So how can we, us regular investors, how can we use these insights from these big-time investors in our own lives? Do we need to start buying Bitcoin mining rigs and investing in flying cars?
Well, hold your horses. It's not about copying everything they do. Remember, they've got teams of analysts and millions, billions of dollars at their disposal.
Yeah.
We're playing a different game. But
we can still learn from them.
Yeah. Exactly. It's about adopting their mindset, their approach.
Okay, so less about mimicking their portfolios and more about understanding their strategy.
Exactly. Start with yourself, your own financial goals. What are you hoping to achieve? Retirement, buying a house, early retirement.
Gotta have goals, right?
Exactly. And then think about your risk tolerance. Are you comfortable with some ups and downs, or do you prefer to play it safe?
Once you know that, you can start looking for investments that align with those goals.
Precisely. Do your research, understand the companies, the industries, the trends, and remember.
What's that?
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Right. Diversification.
Exactly. The world of investing is constantly changing. What worked yesterday might not work tomorrow.
So true. So how can people stay ahead of the curve? Any advice for our listeners?
Never stop learning. Read books. Listen to podcasts like this one. Follow financial news. Talk to financial advisors. Knowledge is power.
I love it. Knowledge is power. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up for today's deep dive.
Sounds good to me.
It's been a fascinating journey exploring these institutional investment trends. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time for another exciting deep dive into the world of finance.